This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Eastern NATO allies Monday about Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Blinken called for a united NATO stance. He joined a phone call Monday with his counterparts in nine Eastern NATO countries, known as the Bucharest Nine. Blinken said the United States was committed to, quote, close consultation and coordination with all of our transatlantic allies and partners as we work toward de-escalation through deterrence, defense, and dialogue. That's from State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but has petitioned to join the alliance for more than a decade, a stance that has angered Russia. Russia has been demanding that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and reduce its deployments in Central and Eastern Europe. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is planning televised hearings and a series of reports in the coming months. The panel's reports will be used to present its findings and bring its private interviews out into the open. The committee hopes not only to show the severity of the riot, but to push back on the former president's false claims of election fraud and examine how he tried to pressure the states and Congress to overturn President Joe Biden's legitimate win. The panel is trying to combat a growing effort from Donald Trump and many of his Republican allies to downplay the attack by his supporters. A winter storm hitting the U.S. mid-Atlantic combined with a pandemic to further frustrate air travelers Monday. Many travelers returned flights home for the holidays.